Tennessee's unsolved civil rights crimes are getting a fresh look. Legislators are asking lawyers to dig into the state's history of lynchings, firebombings, and other racial violence perpetuated during Jim Crow and the Civil Rights Movement. Some cases may even be recommended for prosecution. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The investigations stem from a new way of thinking about racist violence. Rather than isolated incidents of mob rule, many argue the killings, beatings, and other crimes were a campaign aimed at keeping African Americans in the South from exercising their constitutional rights. In that light, says Alex Little, a former federal prosecutor who's now in private practice, Tennessee can do more than remember the past.
I mean, this is not about putting up statues. This is not about just writing things down. There are ways that we can recognize our past, I think, in a much more proactive and positive way.
Little is chairing a group of lawyers, law students, and others who have volunteered to re-examine unsolved cases on behalf of the state legislature. They hope to deliver a final report by the end of the year. The group's goals include documenting crimes, both those that are well known and those that might have never been reported. They want to identify cases that could be prosecuted and locate victims and their families. They're also working to come up with legislative recommendations, which lawmakers could tackle when they reconvene next January. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.